Theme 4. Safeguarding. Advocacy. The disability community shared that strong, independent advocacy is essential for helping them make choices and have control over their lives. But right now, limited funding means many people are stuck on wait lists, which can make their problems worse. Advocacy is important to help people with disability, particularly people with intellectual or cognitive disability, to access and use complicated service systems. Most people seek advocacy support for issues like the NDIS, housing and living arrangements, discrimination and rights, legal matters, money and government payments, child safety concerns. We are committed to continuing funding for disability advocacy in Tasmania. We are working with advocacy organisations to understand common issues, unmet needs, and the experiences of culturally diverse people with disability. Through the National Disability Advocacy Framework, we are also partnering with other governments to improve how advocacy services are funded, coordinated, and made accessible. Community Visitor Scheme. Community visitor schemes visit people with disability to ensure their rights are being respected and that they can make complaints. The creation of a community visitor scheme in Tasmania was recommended by the Disability Royal Commission and is broadly supported by the disability community. The disability community noted that Tasmania can learn from existing community visitor schemes in other states and territories. The Tasmanian Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024 should include provisions for establishing a scheme. We have acted on this feedback and made provision in the Tasmanian Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024 for a creation of a community visitor scheme in the future. Details of how the scheme will operate will be established in a future regulation consistent with national direction and practice. Disability Commissioner. The disability community has told us that a disability commissioner is needed in Tasmania. The primary feedback we heard from the disability community was that how the Disability Commissioner role works with other commissioners and commissions, such as the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, Commissioner for Children and NDIS Commission, needs to be considered. Any investigations undertaken by the Disability Commissioner need to work alongside, not repeat, existing processes. Information and community education is needed, so people know which issue goes where, but with warm referrals to ensure people are not moved or lost between systems. All information from the Disability Commissioner's office needs to be the gold standard of accessibility. We have acted on this feedback and created the first Tasmanian Disability Commissioner. Tasmania's Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024 formally establishes the role and provides powers under this legislation. Restrictive practices. Restrictive practices are actions that limit what a person with disability can do, like locking doors, stopping them from going places, or giving them medication to change their behaviour. These practices can be harmful if not properly managed. Behaviour support practitioners help by creating plans that explain why someone might behave a certain way and suggest better ways to support them without using, or by reducing, restrictive practices. The disability community raised several concerns about restrictive practices, including that oversight of restrictive practices should happen in all settings, not just disability services, especially in schools. There's a difference between practices that protect people and those that are abusive and unacceptable. Tasmania doesn't have enough trained behaviour support practitioners, or GPs, who understand chemical restraint. Authorising restrictive practices must be balanced with human rights and may conflict with Australia's international obligations. These practices can take away a person's ability to make decisions about their own life. Plans to reduce and eventually stop restrictive practices are important for giving people more choice and control. We need to understand what's causing the use of restrictive practices and educate the community about what they are. Tasmania responded by creating the Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024. This law sets out how restrictive practices should be authorised, reviewed, and monitored. We have also committed to doing further work and scoping the legal frameworks for regulating restrictive practices in other settings. A senior practitioner role was introduced in May 2025, and a new authorisation model began in July 2025. Resources are available online, and further work is planned to expand this legal framework to other areas, guided by the Disability Royal Commission's recommendations. Emergency preparedness and response. Regarding emergency management, the disability community shared that people with disability feel overlooked during emergencies. Emergency services often don't understand their needs, which can make things worse, especially when support workers aren't treated as essential workers. Many in the disability community don't know how to get help from the government during crises like COVID-19, so local organisations have to step in to provide essentials like food and personal protective equipment. Emergency information can be hard to understand or not accessible, and misinformation, especially on social media, adds to the confusion. Advice during emergencies rarely includes what people with disabilities should do or where they can get support. As natural disasters become more common, it's important for emergency services and disability groups to work together to keep people safe. The government should learn from past disasters and take action. We have worked over the last few years to improve inclusion of people with disability in disaster preparedness and emergency responses. This has included employing people with disability and working with people with disability to develop communication strategies, plan and prepare for emergencies. We launched a 3-year project in 2024 to help people with disability better prepare for, respond to, and recover from emergencies. The project aims to improve long-term emergency planning and support. Questions. 4.1. How else can we ensure that the human rights of people with disability are promoted, upheld, and protected? 4.2. What other forms of safeguarding for people with disability should we be considering?